Dis Woensdag aand en dit beteken ons gesels weer oor die jongste ontwikkelings in die kriptobedryf. En vanaand gesels ek met Ryan Koenel. Hy is betrokke by 'n maatskappy met die naam van Libertas. En Libertas is 'n internasionale blokkettingmaatskappy en die groep bedryf 'n taamlike groot kriptomyn hier in die noorde van Johannesburg. En hierdie myn word gesien as 'n baie winsgewende kriptomyn. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us about this operation.
We've got a small operation here in South Africa, in Rovonia, and we've got a larger operation in Bosnia. The one here in Johannesburg is obviously slightly smaller. We run that off solar power. That's obviously to get around the power grid problems that we may have from time to time. And then the mine in Bosnia, we run that off hydroelectric power.
Let's maybe take a step back. What exactly is crypto mining?
It's quite a new concept, obviously, with this digital age, because people tend to think of mining as a gold miner with a pickaxe and a pickfork, you know, to go down into the mines. Whereas nowadays with crypto, it is more of the miners, they solve complex mathematical operations, which are referred to as hashing, and that essentially generates new coins into the markets, into circulation, very much like the way gold mining brings gold into circulation. So the crypto mining brings additional coins into circulation. So it's basically the computer programs that solve complex mathematical operations.
As I understand it, crypto mining refers to computers actually processing blockchain transactions and verifying these transactions. And in return, you are being paid in a certain cryptocurrency. That may be another way to look at it.
That is correct, yes. That is definitely a more detailed approach. So, well done. The general public definitely doesn't know that at this stage. But yes, that is the process of hashing. Essentially, the miners, they perform the complex operations and they do get rewarded in whatever coin they're usually mining in.
Do you mine certain individual cryptocurrencies?
Yes, we currently mine our own coin. So we're mining the TSF coin, which is called Transaction Service Fee, and that resides on our blockchain.
And other miners would maybe look at Ethereum and or Bitcoin and others. So you've got the
correct
mining operations for every single cryptocurrency.
Well, what we can do is we can reconfigure our miners to mine different coins. That is a possibility, but currently we have configured it to mine our own TSF coin.
Can you give us an indication of how such an operation looks? Is it just a bunch of computers? Can you paint a picture for us of exactly what the infrastructure you need?
So basically the miner consists of the standard basic components of a normal computer. That's without the box. So it still has the processor, it still has a motherboard, it still has memory, and in addition, the main component for GPU mining are the graphics cards, which are the GPUs. Those are the computer components that gamers generally use to play the games. And it's the graphics card that does all of the processing.
That's interesting. So why not the computer itself?
The computer can mine, although it needs to mine different coins. They're not created equal. So based on the algorithms that it uses, you can either mine it using the CPU, which is a normal computer, or you can use the graphics processing unit, also known as the GPU, and that would be to mine power-intensive coins.
And how many of these graphic cards or GPUs do you have in this mine?
Currently, we have 5 workers. Each of the workers have about 10 cards on average.
And what is the capacity of those 50 cards? How much can you earn from that infrastructure?
Well, currently we're doing, in total for this farm here in Rovonia, we're doing about 1.4 gigahashes, and that would bring in quite a few coins. You know, again, it really depends on what coin you're mining. And on top of that, the actual value of the coin does fluctuate. You know, it kind of goes up and comes down again.
Gigahash, that is definitely an industry term. But there are limitations to the mining of crypto assets. And the biggest one is electricity, because it's really expensive. But you've used solar panels. Just tell us exactly how you generate the electricity for these cards.
As you said, the process of mining is quite expensive with electricity. You know, currently, we have quite a few solar panels on the roof. They generate about 12 kilowatts for the office. The miners currently only use about 6 kilowatts, so about half of that. We do use the rest of the available solar energy to power the rest of the office.
And if you would have used Eskom power, would you still be profitable?
We would still be profitable. You know, we've got certain technical issues that come up with load shedding specifically. You know, when the power is disrupted to the miners, it can cause technical issues, which we have seen before, not only from a cost perspective, but also from an operational perspective. It's much better to put them onto solar.
And what happens at night? Do you have an operation at night?
Yes, so the miners, they run 24/7. So what happens is that we do have two large batteries that are hooked up to the inverters that we've got. During the day, while we've got solar and while we've got sunshine, the batteries are charged, and then at night, the system kicks over onto batteries, and then the mines essentially run off the batteries, which have been charged during the day.
How many of these crypto mining operations are there in South Africa?
As far as I know, our current operation, I believe it's one of a kind, especially for our coin, although it is becoming a very popular thing in South Africa. There are quite a few that are jumping on board, I would say, pretty much every week.
So it is still a viable business opportunity for people to go and buy a few computers, especially with graphics cards, put up a few solar panels on the roof and then start to mine. Is that a relatively easy thing to do?
Yes, I would say for anybody that is somewhat technically inclined, it is a relatively easy process to do, yes.
I think it's a very good story because many people regard South Africa as not the happiest place at the moment. And it's interesting that an international company actually decided to open the doors of a crypto mine here. Do you maybe have plans to expand?
Yes, definitely. We are actually constantly expanding the mining operation. But us as a blockchain business, you know, we're in this space. And we're working on an NFT platform, which is separate to the mining. But then also we do decentralized finance, and we're currently looking into the metaverse solutions. It's not directly associated to mining, but it's within the space because of the blockchain technology that mining uses as well.
Dankie, Ryan. Dit was Ryan Kunnel. Hy is van die internasionale blokkettingmaatskappy Libertas. Amelia is eintlik 'n ander wêreld daardie.
Ja, dis ook 'n wêreld wat ek sukkel om nog te verstaan. En veral die konsep daarvan dat jy sommer jou eie crypto geld skep en aan my nie dit. Ek wil die konsep ek sukkel om dit te verstaan. Ek moet erken,
dis een van die grootste myne wat ons hier het, eintlik 'n baie groot operasie. Ja. Net laastens die departement vir energie het die petrolprys vir verhoging 'n bietjie verkeerd gekry. Dit is nie 81 sent nie, dis net 75 sent. So 'n bietjie van 'n eier op hulle gesig, maar welkom in nuus vir verbruikers.
Ja, almal is baie bly. Natuurlik is daar groot ongelukkigheid, want daar is mense wat sê dat is omdat hulle nie meer die onder- en oorverhaling van die brandstofinligting is nie, word nie meer gepubliseer op hulle webblad nie. Nou is daar mense wat sê dat dit die rede is waarom daar nou foute is. Daar's nie meer iemand wat dit nagaan heeltyd nie, of daar's nie meer die hele publiek wat kan sien wat aangaan nie.
Ek dink mense sou baie kwaader gewees het as dit 'n verkeerde kant toe was, die pryse nog hoër was.
Maar vir nou is dit so 'n bietjie van 'n storm in 'n teekoppie, dink ek, maar ja, as hulle net nie foutjies aan die ander kant toe maak.
Amelia, ons sal dan met haltroep. Dankie vir jou tyd vanaand. Dit was Amelia Morgenrood van PSG daar in Pretoria. En daarmee moet ons groet van my Ryk van die Kerk en die Money Web span. Dankie vir die saamluistering.